HarperCollins presents Daddy's Girl by Josephine Cox, with Jilly Middleton. Read by Victoria Riley.
Prologue. It was a Sunday afternoon, and the little terraced house in Keele Street, Scarston, was quiet, with just Sarah and her mother at home. Sarah put 3 spoonfuls of tea in the warmed pot. As she poured over the boiling water, she heard her mother scraping back a kitchen chair, and she turned to see her sinking down onto it, her face very pale.
"Are you all right, Mum?"
Ava didn't answer straight away, and when she did, she sounded a little breathless, although she mustered a brief smile.
"Yes, I'm fine, love. A bit tired, that's all. Came over a bit faint-like, but just give me a minute."
She closed her eyes and breathed deeply.
"You don't look so good,"
said Sarah, putting the cosy over the teapot, then giving her mother her full attention. Sarah's older brother, Joe, had gone with their father to watch a local football match. Jeanette, their younger sister, was round at her friend Lorna's house, leaving Sarah and her mother to enjoy the luxury of a peaceful afternoon together.
"I've made the tea nice and strong," said Sarah. "That'll buck you up. But are you sure you're all right?"
Ava nodded wanly.
"Thanks, Sarah. I'll be up and doing in a minute."
She had been looking a little too tired and listless of late, Sarah thought. Of course, she was always busy, what with her job working as assistant to Evelyn Rowley, whose first-class skills as a seamstress brought in a constant stream of customers wanting their clothes altered or mended. On top of that, Ava was a loving and caring wife and mother, whose home was spotless, even if the things in it were well worn, and whose husband and children never lacked for clean and pressed clothes, even if they were second-hand, nor for nicely cooked food of a plain sort. The Quinn family were not well off, but Ava's domestic standards never slipped below excellent.
"Maybe you've been working too hard, Mum,"
said Sarah, sitting down beside her mother and taking her hand, which felt cold yet clammy.
"I'll cook the tea tonight, shall I?" "Oh, that's good of you, Sarah, thank you," said Ava.
She looked relieved to be able to delegate. She took a couple more deep breaths and noticeably rallied, forcing a wider smile.
"I reckon you should get in a bit of practice. You could be married in a few years. Your dad and I were courting when I was 17, and, well, cooking is a skill that you'll need if you want to stick to a budget and feed your family decently."
Sarah laughed. "I can see no fella on the horizon for me, Mum.
But you're right, I expect I'll have to cook for a family one day. But I'd also like to learn a few skills that aren't domestic and put them to good use first. I've been thinking about this, thinking about my future."
She looked a little uncertain, being not one to push herself forward, but then she plunged in.
"It'd be grand to learn typewriting and maybe to study bookkeeping too, what do you think? Girls like me, just ordinary, are learning to do all sorts now, not just factory or shop work, but in offices, using their brains. Do you reckon I could manage that, Mum?"
"Ah, love, I reckon you could do out you put your mind to, both you and Jeanette." Ava had always encouraged her daughters. Joe was disappointingly unambitious about his work. He never lasted more than a few months in any job, and he hadn't paid much attention at school either. But Ava saw no reason why her girls shouldn't do well for themselves.
"Well, Jeanette is the clever one, but I'd like to see what opportunities there are for me if I work hard."
Ava smiled.
"I'll always be proud of you, whatever you do, and I hope I see my girls doing better than I ever did. Reaching your potential. Isn't that what Miss Hurst calls it?"
"Aye, our headmistress is certainly keen on girls getting educated. I know staying on at school means I'm not working, except at the hardware shop with Dad."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?